Valerie. You're on with Dave and Carly.
Valerie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
It's great to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Well, good, good. You have 85 radio interviews in the pocket, right?
Nowhere near enough.
No? Okay. There you go. Oh, well, then we'll just keep warming you up. That's what we'll do.
Oh, I love it.
Valerie, so today we get to talk about cookbooks, and it's one of my favorite things. My wife and I, we have commercial kitchen shelving, and on one of them is loaded with Jacques. You got your Julias on there, and then you're going to go right next to that. So perfect place, right? Come on now.
Oh, my God. I'm honored.
Yeah.
He's the ultimate foodie hype man, so if he's saying this, he means it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Big time foodie. And I want to know, so for your cookbooks at your house, would I be able to come over to your house and know which cookbook you use the most? Because it's all stained up and everything?
For sure.
Yeah?
And it would probably be, and don't you dare make fun, it would probably be like my oldest Betty Crocker cookbook that I bought.
Hey,
no shade. My mom wouldn't give me hers.
Yeah, well, no shade, because I've done that before. Do you remember the old ones that had like the ring binder thing in it so you could
those
add more?
Those are the ones my mom has.
Yeah. That's the one I have.
That's the one you have. And little checkerboard looking kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tape. Yeah, that old red and white tablecloth looking front.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. You know, and then is there one recipe in there that you go ahead and you just take it out of there and you use it the most?
Probably something that I mean, I'm trying to think. It's probably the cookies one. Some of the cookies in there are just like so classic. And
there
good.
You go. Well, how many recipes, Valerie, how many do you have memorized now? Because on camera, obviously, you're not looking at anything. And so you got it down. Are there any that out of your top 10 that you've just got memorized? You don't have to look at anything.
Probably my lasagna, my bolognese, my pasta alla vongole. There's a few that meatloaf, stuff that I make a lot. Maybe shepherd's pie. Maybe all kinds of yes. There's a few recipes where I don't need to look in a book.
Sure. So this was different for you probably when you were putting this new cookbook together. Indulge. You had to actually write things down. You're going, wait a minute, I know this by heart.
Yeah, I was about to ask, so with that, what's the most difficult time you had? Not that it's difficult, but what is the most difficult, recipe to put together and keep together every time, and it just wasn't working out?
Well, for me, that's baking bread, which is really frustrating for me because my grandmother and my mom, they were all so good at it, and they made it look easy. And the first, when I asked my mom for the bread recipe, God, decades ago, she just gives me the ingredients. I'm like, well, Mom, is there a rise? When is the rise? How long do you let the yeast? I mean, can you fill me in a little bit more? And she's, oh, so sorry, because she's so used to doing it. So I'm doing my best, and I finally, just last week, before I went to New York, I made my pretzel buns out of my book, and I had to read the recipe as I'm making my own damn pretzel buns, but they turned out great. I'm like, okay, I think I'm getting this. I think I'm actually getting this.
And that's how that matters.
It's repetition and doing it. But bread has always been, because I can't tell you how many starters I killed over COVID.
Yeah.
So I'm still, one of these days, I'm going to get the sourdough thing right. I'm determined.
Everything I see anymore is sourdough. All over my social media, TikTok, is people trying to feed their sourdough. And I'm like, is it, it's alive? It's bubbling?
Yeah. It's so frustrating because I so badly want to do it.
It's amazing. You know, and I know through all the time that you've been cooking, Food Network, all that, is that there had to have been a lot of situations where you cook something and you converted somebody to become a fan of that recipe. Are there any dishes where you converted your viewers into loving a particular dish?
Wow, what a great question. I don't know. We'll have to ask the viewers. Viewers?
Hey? Because what I'm wondering is, it had to be, my guess is, a comfort food thing they didn't know how to make.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I mean, sometimes, listen, there are people that use slow cookers all the time or pressure cookers, and I know that I'm just getting used to using them. I've been using them for a few years, but I don't use them every day because they make so much food, and I'm a single person living alone. So, but I do love leftovers, so I don't mind making a lot. I don't know. But there's lots of stuff that I can learn from people, that I enjoy learning from people.
Right. I understand. Well, and, one thing is people should know this. If they don't, Wolfgang, your son, one of the coolest guys to listen to.
I literally was just about to, I didn't know, if, like, it's not a food topic, but, yeah, your son, oh, my gosh, he's so cool.
I'm always happy to talk about my boy. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh, he is so cool.
Well, when he comes over to the house, does he have demands when it comes to what he wants you to cook?
No, he has demands that, like, where are the cats? I need to go see the cats.
Okay, he is me. I love him.
Yeah, I mean, he is really attached to two of my cats. If he was home for any length of time, like, he literally, I think he talked about this, so I don't think I'm talking out of school, but he and his wife, Drea, for their honeymoon, they stayed at home, they locked the doors, and they brought two of the cats over, Bubba and Bo, and they just, the four of them, just enjoyed themselves for a staycation, stay honeymoon.
And you know what? Best time of their life. That's what I'm saying. Oh, man. My gosh.
Little bonding love. Why not? Crazy.
Right. He loves those cats.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, and I know for him, in his line of work, I've seen this with a lot of artists, that they would go ahead and they'd get something figured out for what they know they're going to eat. Like, they have their own chefs and all that sort of things. And so they know what their plan is for that. Have you delved in to that at all as far as his life and what they're cooking up for him backstage on his tours?
Oh, boy, it's different. And it depends, because right now he's opening for Slash, so I'm sure it's whatever, you know, Slash has for... catering or whatever.
Uh-huh.
When he's doing headliners, they don't have any, depending on the venue, will be the catering, but they're usually, I'm sure they're like door dashing it. Or I know Frank and John love to go out and see the local coffee shops and find the best coffee shop. I'm telling you, if you need to go find coffee in any city all around the world, you ask Frank. Frank knows exactly where to go.
There you go. He is the GPS of coffee.
I was about to say, that is my type of person. They know where the good stuff's at, coffee-wise.
Go to Frank Sidoris's Instagram, and I'm telling you, he always has, whatever city he's in, town he's in, there is a cup of coffee and where he's gotten it, and it always looks so good.
Ooh.
Go to Frank Sidoris and follow his Instagram.
Well, can do. And you know what? You mentioned Instagram. Is that this is where I find you the most. If I want to get a Valerie Bertinelli update at all, then Instagram is your jam, isn't it?
It is. It's what I enjoy the most. It's where I'm the most real, the most authentic me. I mean, TikTok is just kind of fun to do silly things. But, yeah, the complaint that I have with Instagram, and I wish they could hear this, anybody that works for Instagram, please do this. It's really hard to then find your comments and find where people have commented on your comments. And I like people to know that I've seen them and I want to respond to them. And it's really hard to, like, go back and see if someone's responded to you. So fix that, Instagram. I need to see what people, you know, I want them to know that I'm trying to converse with them.
Yeah,
DMing
you're
is different, and it's hard to find all the DMs. It's just Instagram's comment section is just, it's wiggly and it's jiggly, and it's hard to, you know, just have great conversations. Like, it's easier on Threads a little bit, but Threads is still wonky as well.
I know on Instagram that especially shortly after you've made some kind of a post, that I have done this with you because we've chatted with you before, and I know that you've reached out immediately. And so when it's fresh, when it's something you did that day or the next day, you can still find the people who've commented back to you, because you certainly did that for me. And then, but after a while, you can't. I mean, you lose it.
Yeah, and it's hard because I like to keep up for 3 or 4 days, and then I try to do it immediately because the stupid damn porn bots that Instagram needs to get rid of.
Yeah,
like, stop commenting. And it's like, what? I mean, I have blocked and blocked and blocked, and I'm worried that just by blocking, that means I'm engaging, so that that's why they're coming into my comments. It's very annoying. I mean, it's 2024, people. There's got to be a way to get rid of bots.
Yeah, please.
Facts. I thought that's what Elon was supposed to do.
Oh, yeah, because Twitter is such a great place to be.
Oh,
right.
Right. Yeah.
I also want to say, I see you're from Wilmington, Delaware. I'm an East Coast girlie, too, so
hey.
I've been to Wilmington, and I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. That is actually where I'm going to have my last book signing, is in Delaware on the upper part of the state. So
I'm
going to Wilmington.
Oh.
For some reason, there wasn't a great place to do it, so I will be in Newark.
Look,
okay.
All right, get all over it.
I go there more often than Wilmington.
Look out. Check it out. There you go. Well,
it's
Valerie, good
state.
Luck.
I love my first State of the Union, Delaware.
You have a plan. We're looking forward to the tour shirts. That'll be good. Yeah.
My tour shirt is a mammoth shirt.
Yes.
Always.
Smart move.
Love it.
There you go. Promote. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie, you're the best. And it's great that you got this cookbook out. Like I said, I'm a fan. Can't wait to indulge.
Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie. All the
yes,
best.
Thank you. This was so awesome.
Thanks for taking the time.